If book marketing feels like a tangled mess and you're not sure what to focus on first, you are in good company because most authors feel this way at some point. The good news is that there is a way to simplify it. So if you've ever found yourself staring at a blank cursor, wondering what in the world to post next, or if the words book marketing just make your stomach turn a little bit, you are in the right place. This episode isn't about doing more. It's about helping you breathe, find your footing, and finally know where to begin. Because marketing your book should not feel like an impossible puzzle. And it definitely doesn't need to consume all of your writing time or energy. If that sounds good, be sure to download a free copy of my book marketing blueprint. It's going to help you get the jumpstart that you need and get your marketing on track. And you can find that in the link below or in my show notes. So let's start by talking about why so many authors feel so lost when it comes to marketing. It's not because you're behind or you've somehow missed a magical marketing gene. It's because there are too many tactics being thrown at you with very little strategy to hold them together. You're told to be on Instagram, grow an email list, run ads, schedule events, build a launch team, start a podcast, maybe even get on TikTok. And all of it is being pitched as essential. And when you go looking for help, most resources are either too advanced and assume you already have everything set up, or they're so vague you finish reading them and think, okay, but what do I actually do? So it's no wonder it feels easier just to keep spinning your wheels. But that stops here because today I'm going to give you a super simple three-step system that will not only help you get started, but help you actually stick with your book marketing. This is the exact structure I teach inside the Book Marketing Starter Kit. And trust me, if you follow it, you'll feel like a huge weight has been lifted. You can grab your copy using the link below or in my show notes. So let's jump on in. So step one, clarify your reader and message. So before you touch Instagram, before you draft an email, before you buy a single ad, you have got to get crystal clear on who your book is for and what your message is. And I know this might sound a little basic, but stick with me. Because most of the authors that I work with skip this part. They think, oh, I already know who it's for, or it's for everyone. In a loud and overcrowded online world, when you try to talk to everyone, no one actually hears you. So ask yourself, who do I want to talk to? Who is my ideal reader? What kind of emotional experience or transformation are they looking for when they pick up my book? What are they going through when they decide to buy a book like mine? This applies whether you write fiction or nonfiction. If you write fiction, think about the escape, the emotional journey, the connection your story gives. If it's nonfiction, what is your reader hoping to learn or find by the end? Once you know this, everything, and I mean everything, in your marketing becomes easier. Your posts become clearer, your bio makes more sense, your calls to action feel more natural. This is really the foundation. When you get this piece right, your marketing starts to feel aligned instead of scattered. Now, once you have your reader and your messaging clarified, you're ready for step two, and that is choose one visibility channel to start with. Now, I know, you probably feel like you need to be everywhere at once. Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, TikTok, maybe even a YouTube channel. And let's not forget about Amazon ads and podcast tours and in-person events. But if you try to do it all at once, you will burn out, and you will burn out fast. And honestly, that's where I see a lot of authors give up, not because they don't care, but because it becomes too much to juggle. So instead, I want you to choose just one visibility channel to start. Maybe it's Instagram. Maybe it's Blue Sky. Maybe it's doing podcast interviews or speaking events. So which one is the best choice? It's the one that feels sustainable and enjoyable for you. Do you like to write? A Substack or a blog might be the perfect fit. Do you like making videos or showing up on camera? Maybe YouTube or TikTok is a better fit. The point is, you don't have to do everything. You just have to start somewhere. So build your rhythm on that one channel. Get confident. Create a few systems. And then, if you want, you can add another later. Because you don't need a big audience to sell books. You just need the right audience. And that starts with showing up consistently in one place. All right, so you've clarified your reader and your message. You've picked your one visibility channel. So now let's bring it all together with step three, which is create a weekly system you can sustain. This is the part that most authors skip, and it's exactly why their marketing feels chaotic or inconsistent. They post when they feel like it, or when they remember, or when they're close to a launch and panic sets in. Instead, I want you to build a simple weekly rhythm. This is what I call your content cadence. Here's an easy structure to follow. So one day per week, share value-based content. This could be a tip, a helpful insight, even a quote from your book that sparks thought or inspiration. And then on one other day per week, share a connection-focused post. Maybe it's a behind-the-scenes look, a short story, something about your journey as a writer. Let your readers see the human behind the book. And then on another day per week, share a soft call to action or a book tie-in. Mention your book in a way that feels natural. Maybe you talk about the story behind a scene or highlight a review or remind people where they can grab a copy. And that's it. Three simple content pillars, 3 days per week. This gives your audience a nice balance of value, connection, and invitation. And most importantly, it keeps you from burning out. This is the rhythm I teach inside the Book Marketing Starter Kit. It's simple, it's strategic, and it works. Because when you have a system like this, you stop second-guessing yourself. You stop scrambling every time you need to post. You know what's coming. And that confidence, it shows up in your content. Which brings us to the best part. What happens when you have a plan? Once you have a simple, sustainable marketing plan in place, a few amazing things start to happen. First, you stop spinning your wheels. No more hopping from trend to trend or strategy to strategy. Second, you build momentum, and that momentum feels so good. Your content starts working together. Readers start paying attention. You actually begin to reuse content, which saves you time every single week. And most important of all, you finally know what your next step is. You're not guessing. You're not wondering if you're doing it right. You know. Marketing becomes something you understand, something you can improve, something you can actually get better at. That shift alone can change everything. Because when you're no longer overwhelmed, you become unstoppable. And that brings me to the last thing I want to share with you. If you're listening to this and thinking, okay, this is exactly what I need, my Book Marketing Starter Kit will help you implement all of this. Inside, I'll walk you through everything I just covered, but in more depth. You'll get the exact structure, a step-by-step process, and clarity around the steps that matter most to you. It's no fluff, no guesswork, just a proven plan. And if you want even more help, if you want to go beyond the basics and actually build a full system that saves you time and gives you the tools that you need, then my author marketing assistant pairs beautifully with the Book Marketing Starter Kit. But the very best place to begin, grab the Book Marketing Starter Kit, because clarity is the first step to confidence. So if you've been feeling lost, overwhelmed, or like you just need someone to tell you where to start, this is your starting line. You don't need to do everything. You just need a plan. And now you have one. So thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If this episode helped you feel a little more clear, a little more confident, or even just a little more human, share it with a fellow author who might be feeling the same way. And don't forget to download the Book Marketing Starter Kit. It'll walk you through every step we talked about today. I'll see you next time.